Hello there, I'm Paul Epson from the Victory Garden on PBS, and here's what's growing this weekend. Well, this is a month and next, it really is time to smell the roses. Now, not just your own, but if you've got time to get out and about, go and visit some of your wonderful local public gardens. There's all kinds of new roses out there for you to check on. Now, pruning roses is extremely important. Now, hopefully, back in spring, you gave your roses the basic treatment, that is, removing the dead, the broken or diseased wood left over after a long, cold winter. Now, throughout the summer, you should also prune your roses. As soon as the blooms have finished, cut them off. They're going to reset blooms much quicker if you do that. Now, if your plant is still struggling to grow, don't let it flower. Cut the flowers, the buds off, and it will establish roots much, much quicker. Now, roses, when they're doing well, grow from summer all the way through fall. It takes a severe frost to stop them, and they need a lot of nutrients. So liquid rose feed is vital. And don't let weeds grow all around them. That just takes the nutrients away. Now, in terms of watering, water the soil. Don't spray the roses. A good watering once a week, an inch of water down deep, will encourage deeper roots. There are so many new varieties that are a cinch to take care of. And if you haven't had much luck before, it's time to try some of the new ones. Go to your local garden centre and ask for the easy care ones. They really are. I'm Paul Epsom, and that's what's growing this weekend. The Victory Garden is funded by proven winners. For more on the Victory Garden, go to pbs.org.